Hey, welcome back to another episode of Simplifying Life's Beautiful Bitchiness. Today, we're going to be talking about something that has been on my mind a lot lately, and that is the whole facade about bouncing back after hard seasons. I'm calling bullshit, and you know I'm going to tell you all about it. Hey, it's Michelle, and welcome to Simplifying Life's Beautiful Bitchiness. Let's keep it real. Life can be a bitch, so let's make it easier. We're all about saying peace out to constantly juggling all the things and create simple, stress-less life systems that work for your version of a balanced life. Without the burnout, without the BS. Whether you're juggling mom life, managing a chronic illness, or just trying to get through the day without losing your shit, I got you. So grab a drink, take a breath, because we're diving into real life strategies with a little bit of goofiness, a few F-bombs, and plenty of holy shit that makes sense moments. You ready? Let's do this. I'll be honest, I used to believe in it too. After a shit week, after a flare-up, after a family scare, after a launch that didn't go the way I hoped it would, I thought the goal was to bounce back fast, loud, strong, like nothing ever happened. And honestly, that fucked me up more than the original crash did. Because here's the thing that nobody tells you, that bounce, it's like a Kansas City shuffle. Everybody's looking left at the tough, unaffected face that you're putting up, while in reality, you went right, hiding the pressure, the guilt, the hustle that is weighing down on you. And if you can name the movie of that Kansas City shuffle reference, send me a DM because I want to say how awesome you are. But no, in all seriousness, I didn't want that anymore. I didn't want to rush back into systems that didn't leave room for my humanity. So this season, I'm doing it differently. I'm not bouncing back. I'm restoring. Restoration isn't sexy. It's not always Instagrammable, if that's a word. But sometimes it looks like sleeping more. Sometimes it looks like watching your favorite TV show for 2 hours without having to earn it. Sometimes it's saying no to every new shiny thing because your energy is sacred. Yes, I said sacred. Hear me out. And now with every system that I build, whether it's a life system, a planner, a checklist, whatever it may be, it needs to pass this simple test. Does this support my restoration or does it sabotage it? And if the answer is no, it is a hard pass for me, even if it's cute, even if it's trendy. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking that you're behind, no, you're not. You are not. You are restoring. You're rebuilding a life that fits you better in the season that you are in. You're choosing softness over speed, healing over hustle. And that is brave as hell. You're going against the grain. You're not falling into that other bullshit. And if you want a little extra support while you're going through this, I've got a few tools that I literally created from this exact season. It's my Power Up Planner and my Bare Minimum System plus a Daily Reset Checklist. With these tools, there is zero guilt, zero pressure, all grace to help you through your restoration. You can find these links in the show notes if you want to take a peek. So take your time restoring. Don't rush it. You are doing much better than you think you are. Remember to inhale the calm and exhale the fire. You got it.
That's a wrap on today's episode. I hope it gave you something to think about, laugh at, or actually use in real life. If this one hit home, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling extra generous, drop a review. It truly helps. If you want to keep the combo going, head to the show notes for all the links and resources. Until next time, inhale the calm and exhale the fire. This.